Matt Greenwood with you on KJEF Sports Talk. I'm joined by a familiar name in the Jefferson R7 community. Let's give it up for softball player Abby Chips, who is now tied for first in Missouri state history for singles in a career with 184. Can you imagine getting 184 hits and then some? Well, Abby Chips is living that, and she's joining us today as well to talk about it. Abby, what a great feat for you. As a matter of fact, there's a local Festus girl, Cheyenne Pratt, from not too long ago that is right there with you, tied at 184 singles. But before we dive into sharing that, walk us through the hit. Did you know what was at stake?
Yes, I did, actually, but I didn't know leading up to our last game. So we played at home on Tuesday night this past Wednesday. And actually, it was a guy from Ray, his name's Ray, from Livestream STL, out of the parking lot. He had mentioned that he said congratulations whenever you meet the hits. And I was kind of confused. I was like, well, what do you mean? And because I didn't know, because Kumi had sat down with me, personally sat down with me at the beginning of the season and was talking about how records and things along the line, like where we're at the beginning of the season, what I need to break these records and whatnot. And he asked me how many I was away, and I didn't know what he was talking about because we had talked about it for so long. And he said, I think you're two away from tying it. So, I mean, it was really exciting, but... So, like, going into that game, I was kind of nervous, but I knew what I needed to do, and so it was kind of cool, like, each hit, you know, like, well, for my first at-bat, getting on base with a bunt, and then, you know, it was nerve-wracking, and I felt like I was kind of trying to do too much, but it all ended up working out fine.
Yeah, that's very awesome, and the tying hit came against Valley Park, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and that was just Monday,
yesterday.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep, it was yesterday.
Okay, very cool. Now, did obviously you kind of found out about a week in advance that you were close to it. Did
mm-hmm.
Was the information shared with your teammates as well that you were about to tie it?
Yeah, actually, they had been throughout the whole season. Not all of them, but a lot of them knew about it. And they were kind of, like, tracking it. And I think Coach Cooley said that they had been tracking it, like, counting down since, like, 27, I think, hits or so. So it was kind of funny to, like, hear everybody, like, saying stuff to me. I'm like, how do you guys all know about this? Because, I mean, I didn't even know about it. And it was kind of like a secret kind of. But, yeah, it was kind of funny to hear about everybody that did know about it.
So everyone but Abby Chips kind of knew what was going on.
Just about, yeah.
That's funny. Let's talk about how you guys celebrated it. Now, I know during the game you're focused on winning the game, but I saw the tweets yesterday, Monday, and there were a lot of them, a lot of retweets, a lot of likes as well. So how did you and the girls, how did you and your friends, how did you and your family, was there a celebration? If so, how'd you guys do it?
No, there wasn't as much of a celebration. I think that there was a girl, Lainey Smith, that might, name might sound familiar to some, a girl on the basketball team that I play with. But she's a close friend of mine, and I think she helped create and, like, design a plaque that I think I'm going to receive once I break the record, which is hopefully on Wednesday when we play Saxony-Lutheran, but for districts. But other than that, no celebration.
Okay, yeah, you know, I totally get that. Just wait till the record's broken.
Yeah.
I understand that. Okay.
Trying to hold it off.
Yeah, no, that's good. And I'm glad you plugged in the district tournament. You guys do take on Saxony Lutheran in the first round, a team that has struggled considerably this year. A chance for a rematch against the St. Pius team that you guys fell to earlier this year. But now that you know that you have a chance to break the record and be number one outright, are you feeling any additional pressure, or are you just sort of still taking that at-bat by at-bat approach that seemingly good hitters take?
Yeah, well, I will say that I think I was more nervous yesterday than I will be going into the games on Wednesday. Like, I know that it's like tying it. Like, I feel like tying it was like just getting there because I needed more, you know? But, like, now that I've reached the time, like, now that I've tied it, I don't feel like I have so much pressure on myself. But, you know, like you said, I'm kind of taking it at-bat by at-bat. You know, I'm just trying to, like, play my game. I'm trying not to think too much about it when I'm at the plate. But, yeah.
Okay, very cool. Now, I don't know if you know this, but you're actually not just, you know, sort of at the top in singles for a career. But I went ahead and I did some additional research, and I found that you are right now at 164 career runs scored, which has you tied for fourth, but you're just three behind at third place, four behind tying second place, and five away from being in second outright. You also are towards the top in the stolen base category, and I kind of looked and being second is going to be really hard because I think the girl's about 40 stolen bases ahead of you. But yeah. you could have a chance to finish third all time. So I know we've spoken a lot since your freshman year because you've been an outstanding and consistent hitter your entire career. But did you ever, first off, did you know about that stuff? And secondly, did you ever see yourself being this good?
No. I did not know about those other things I could potentially get or accomplish. I did know, like I said earlier, Coonley sat me down at the beginning of the year and kind of sort of like just kind of like touched on things, you know, like what, like for each, like stolen bases, for singles, stuff like that, and run score, like this is what you need. And he said, you know, these are the obtainable ones, you know. And, but I mean, I went to those and I was like, well, there's no way, Coonley, right? Like, there's not a chance. But, like, now that it's coming down to it, I'm like, well, okay, like, maybe I do have a shot. I just didn't know. Like I said, like, with the singles, I had no idea until the last game or so. I just figured it wasn't brought up because it wasn't, you know, obtainable anymore. But, yeah, now that you say that, I did not know. And you asked if I saw myself doing this good, and that's kind of. I knew that, like, you know, like I had hope for myself going into it for sure, but I mean, I just, you know, like I thought, you know, like over all of Missouri, you know, like all over the state, and like for however long, you know, like it's been around, like Michelle, and I mean, I would not have thought at all today I'd be, you know, wondering about, you know, breaking a singles record for like overall in the state, like. There's not. I would not have thought for a second that this would be an opportunity for myself.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And you know, the greater the accomplishment, the more you're thinking to yourself, I'm sure, man, is this really happening? It's just one of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, yeah. I'm making you look like that. I just had Katrin Couture just walked in on me and kind of cracked a joke. She goes, "I'd like to thank Katrin Couture, the best teammate." Sorry.
No, you're good. I was actually going to ask you about Katrin because she's sort of, she's trying to make sure that her name is above yours, isn't she?
I don't know. Maybe.
She's got some good numbers too, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she absolutely does. She's awesome.
Maybe she can lend you a little bit of power as well because I was thinking, when I was looking back, I saw that you don't have a home run yet. Are you thinking that maybe that's a possibility, or did you give up on that a long time ago?
I mean, maybe there's a chance, I guess. But, you know, that's, I don't necessarily see myself as a power hitter. But, I mean, maybe in college, or maybe this Wednesday. Maybe this Wednesday. Yeah. I'll switch around to the right side of the plate.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
Yeah, never know.
All right, Abby, well, it's been a great pleasure, and congratulations on tying the record. Again, you are one hit away. Just for those just tuning in, we're speaking to Abby Chips, Jefferson R7 softball player. Abby is now one hit away from being the all-time singles leader in a career in the state of Missouri, in the entire history of Missouri softball. So, Abby, best of luck tomorrow, or best of luck against Saxony Lutheran in the first round of districts. Best of luck to you on getting that record, and congratulations on tying it, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, that is Abby Chips with us today on Regional Radio.